Malta has a language problem. Maltese is an officially recognized language of the European Union as of today, but there are no Maltese interpreters qualified to work at the EU. Zero. Not nearly enough translators. In fact, EU law hasn't even been translated into Maltese yet. Arnold Casola teaches Maltese language and literature at the University of Malta. He's also head of the European Green Party. Joins us from his office in Brussels. Mr. Casola, thanks for being with us.
Hello, thanks to everybody in the States.
Could we hear a little Maltese, sir?
Iva, jek trid jiena nistankel mek daqsxejn bil-Malti u daqsxejn diffiċli għalikom biex tifhmuni, ma naħseb li hemm ħafna emigranti Maltin ukoll li kienu ġew l-Amerika snin ilu, allura forsi xi ħadd qiegħed jifhimni bħalissa. What I said is, well, it's not that easy for you to understand, probably, and but there have been a few immigrant waves in the past in the States, so there might be probably some people of Maltese origin in the States, and they will be might have understood what I have said.
It sounds a little Italian.
It's a mixture of southern Italian, of Sicilian, from the island of Sicily, and mainly Arabic. So it's a mixed language, which is the only national language of Europe of Arabic origin.
Professor, I would imagine Maltese themselves knew that they were going to join the European Union eventually, certainly wanted to. Why this dearth of qualified translators?
Well, it's because actually, a bit like the United States, we have a two-party system parliament. This breeds, however, in our country, an atmosphere whereby if the governing party says yes, quite a number of times the opposition party will say no. So during the 13 years, the authorities, the governments, did not think of building up the structures to prepare to enter the European Union. We had never set up a course at the university preparing translators and interpreters. And I'm afraid that the fear was a political one, that having decided to set it up would have meant that the university was in favor of joining the EU, which is too much of a hot potato for those times.
Professor, of the 400,000 citizens of Malta, how many would you estimate speak only Maltese?
Well, I would say, look, everybody speaks Maltese. Only Maltese, I mean, everybody would know a few words of English, definitely. Nobody will die of hunger or of thirst, but it's another thing working, using the language as a tool for political documents, laws, etc.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess what I'm trying to understand is, with respect to the classical antecedents and beauty of the Maltese language, is there really a need to make Maltese an official language of the EU and to translate all documents into Maltese?
Well, you know, at this point, it becomes a political question, not a linguistic question. Do the Finnish or do the Estonians, who are 1,200,000 people, do the Latvians, who are 1.5 million people, give up the Latvian language, give up their Estonian language, or give up the Lithuanian language? They all speak Russian, you know, and yet nobody asked for them to have Russian as the official language. So it is a question of dignity, I would say, and a question of, well, we are Maltese, you know, we're not English. So we are lucky enough to be able to speak the language, and most of us can and use it, but it's not our mother tongue.
Well, professors, could you give me a quick instruction? How would I say thank you in Maltese?
Grazie.
Oh.
you have to. No, you can say it both ways. Grazie is the Italian way,
Or
else nizik hayr.
Nizi Kair.
That's the Arab.
Arnold Casola, professor of Maltese at the University of Malta, also head of the European Green Party. Professor, thank you very much.
Okay.
Or perhaps I should say grazie.